From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggio-Pinto. Utah Congressman Rob Bishop is requesting immediate hearings on his bill to outlaw the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service from funding international conservation groups that support violations of human rights. KUER's Sonia Hudson reports.
The bill comes after an explosive BuzzFeed News investigation earlier this year found that the U.S. government has given millions of dollars to the World Wildlife Fund, which ended up going to anti-poaching groups who have been accused of torture and murder. Here's Bishop.
Well, there's no way that taxpayer funds should be going to entities that then contract out to groups that then abuse basic rights of any human being anywhere. That's just a misuse of taxpayer fund, and it's just morally wrong.
Bishop also says he will push for oversight hearings on how the Department of the Interior is tracking what conservation groups its money goes to, as well as an audit of the department to ensure it never again funds groups accused of human rights violations. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
Opponents of a plan to raise Utah County's property taxes for the first time in more than two decades are filing a referendum to challenge it. Organizer Julie Blaney of Payson says she completed the paperwork Monday on a proposal to freeze the budget at 2018 levels. If it's approved, her group would begin gathering signatures to get it on the ballot. 21,000 in 45 days would secure that referendum. The Utah County Commission voted last week in favor of the increase, saying it was necessary to balance the budget and keep the county from cutting into its financial reserves. Brighton Ski Resort now has a new parking policy that favors carpooling amid concerns about traffic congestion in Big Cottonwood Canyon. The program was launched yesterday, where prime parking areas are reserved for visitors with three people or more in their cars on holidays like Christmas. The policy also applies to weekends and powder days. Neighboring Solitude Resort began charging for parking this year, with the highest prices for single drivers. As Colorado is poised to put reintroducing gray wolves on their November ballot, critics contend that move could worsen a deadly wildlife disease in the region. Our Mountain West News Bureau's Ray Ellen Bichelle reports.
Chronic wasting disease is a neurodegenerative illness currently infecting animals like deer, elk, and moose. And those against bringing wolves back say the predators could help spread it. Debbie McKenzie studies chronic wasting disease at the University of Alberta. She says wolves and other dog-like animals are generally considered to be resistant to CWD, but...
Having said that, there has been some evidence that although the wolves themselves would not get a prion disease, that some of the infectious prions could end up in their fecal material, and it could be a way of moving the disease around.
If that's true, there are other predators like mountain lions that are probably already doing that. And proponents of wolf reintroduction speculate that wolves might help keep the disease from spreading by killing off sick animals before they can infect a lot of others. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.
A Utah man has been arrested following an overnight break-in and vandalism at the Logan Temple of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Police say 34-year-old Peter Ambrose was arrested for felony burglary and criminal mischief after officers found him in a locked room inside the building. Police say Ambrose told officers he was upset that he could not see his children during Christmas and that no Latter-day Saint women wanted to date him. Police estimate there was $5,000 damage caused to the building's interior. I'm Diane Maggio-Pinto, KUER News.